Good morning, everyone. My name is Margaret Wright, and I am a member of Team Africa Ties That Bind. I'm one of four board members. We have two other members that are here with me this morning, Marcelina and Albert O.T. Our members, our organization has a mission. Our mission is to build capacity of the catechists of Gulu Archdiocese in northern Uganda so that they will educate their children, support their families, and build communities through evangelization. Our vision is sharing the Word of God. Team Africa has been active since 2004 to alleviate the poverty of the catechists of the Archdiocese of Gulu in northern Uganda. There are about 841 catechists in this diocese, and they are the evangelizers who have kept the faith alive during the Lord's Resistance Army War. Since 2006, they are still the first responders to the villages and parishes to help persons with trauma, to prepare the sacraments, and generally offer families social and moral support. The catechists have also had to deal with the aftermath of the war, loss of children and family, even their culture. They've also had to deal with alcoholism, domestic violence, and the loss of land. Yet the catechists themselves do this with almost no money, no stipend. Up until Team Africa's involvement, they didn't even dream of sending their own children to school, especially secondary or high school. An example of how much the catechists get in an annual year, some might get $8.33. Others may receive up to $124 for the year. Yet it takes about $650 to educate just one of their children in secondary or vocational school. Ideally, the catechists could do ministry work part-time and work part-time, yet unemployment is over 30%. Most are subsistence farmers without any additional means of generating other funds. The depressed economy and years of war, 23 years of war, where they have not been able to plant in their fields, and also lack of reconstruction programs, leads them needing help. Team Africa started funding school fees for 50 of the catechist children back in 2000. Actually, we started with 25 of the children back in 2005, and today we're up to 50 of the children that we support them with tuition. 2 years ago, we presented workshops to the catechists on project planning. We have steadily been building the catechists' capacity to develop sustainable income-generating projects, such as growing and marketing produce, ox plow cultivation, piggeries, selling quality farm tools, and a women's catering business. Today, we come asking your help with our effort. In a couple of months, myself and Marcelina O.T., we're going to be traveling to Gulu this summer, and we're going to be able to monitor these efforts to help these catechists to work together to provide directly for their children. As our world shrinks, we realize that we are all one family. Thank you for your generosity today on behalf of these, our brothers and sisters of Gulu, Uganda. We will be here after Mass at the entrance of the church if you'd like to speak to us a little bit more. We are very excited to be here, and once again, thank you and God bless.